B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Great show this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir.
And I just wanted to agree with the previous caller. I would want to eat weak old meat.
Excuse me?
I agree with the previous caller that there probably ought to be a special line at the store just for seniors.
Excuse me. Can I have a name, please? You're live on the air, by the way. You're live.
Yes, sir. First-time listener, long-time caller.
Okay.
My name is Robert from Fort Myers.
Yes, Robert, welcome to the show. What radio station are you trying to call?
Yours?
Mine? What's the name of this radio show?
Senior Forum.
Welcome to Senior Forum. What?
I just don't, for the life of me, don't people know there's such a thing called a leash law?
I think, are you talking about dogs on a leash? Is that what you're talking about here on Senior Talk?
Yes, sir. I live in my wife, Margie.
Yeah, she's sofa bound.
Yes, sir. And we've lived here 30, 40 years, probably like 35. I got memory issues. But aside from we have watched as our neighborhood became drug-ridden, and then we've watched as the local media became just god-awful.
Right, right. You seem like an interesting fellow. You say you've been married for, you think, 35 years to your wife, Margie?
No, we've been married longer than that. That's how long we've been in Fort Myers.
Oh, where are you from originally?
Chillicothe, Ohio.
Did you come down here when you retired?
Yes, I did, because I just couldn't make the drive to Columbus anytime I wanted some dry goods.
Right. Yeah, what would you do? Dry goods. What, you live out in the country there? What's that?
Dry goods and sundries, you know.
Right, sure. And so you decided to retire. Whereabouts in Fort Myers you live?
I live in an area by the hospital. Sadly, most people associate with the old Paradise Club.
So you live right behind where the old Paradise Club was.
Uh-huh.
So at one point in time, you say that was a nice neighborhood, but now it's gone to hell?
Well, that's been taken over. The drugs, and they're out there every night drinking beer on the corner.
Sure. You mean to tell me when you were younger, you never had a beer or two, Robert?
Well, when I was a young man, I had a trade, and yes, we have some beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what these kids are. We'd have a beer at the end of a long work day, and these people are just everywhere.
Right. These people, they're not like you. Robert, you sound like a very interesting man. Came down here to retire, and now you're a senior citizen with your fat, overweight wife who's sofa-bound. What did you do for a living back in Ohio is where you lived?
Yes, sir, in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Chillicothe. And,
I was the third shift foreman at the asbestos factory.
Wait a second. So you worked at an asbestos factory?
Uh-huh. I even got my brother-in-law job, and he moved all the way there from Xenia. I don't suppose you'd remember, but when them hurricanes hit Xenia, you know, the whirlwinds,
yes, sir.
His trailer got blown up.
So wait a second, you lived in Chillicothe. Was the asbestos plant in Columbus?
Yes, sir.
So you would commute from Chillicothe to the asbestos plant in Columbus to work third shift, which is the overnights.
Yes, sir. I was the foreman on the third shift at the asbestos factory. I was, you know, walking the line.
Yeah. How many years did you do that work at an asbestos factory?
Well, I retired down here to Fort Myers because we had come down to visit Sanibel Island and see where Edison lived.
Right, and fell in love with it, didn't you?
Well, I thought if it's good enough for great men like Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Harvey Firestein,
Stone,
then it's good enough for me.
Right. So I want to get back to the asbestos factory. Are you aware, Robert, that asbestos is a carcinogen and a cause? Just having it in buildings. Over the last 30 years or so, people have realized that that's a carcinogen and it causes cancer. I can only imagine working all those years in an asbestos factory in Columbus, Ohio. You got to be struggling with your health.
Well, sir, no. There's been, I don't know who gained from this. I'm assuming a lot of the fiberglass people tried to put us out of business. And they went and hid behind the skirts of the big government and the nanny state to get people all scared off of asbestos.
Are you telling me right now, a man
far, far superior to that pink fiberglass.
Wait a second. Fiberglass is an insulator. I was always told that asbestos was used as a fire retardant. In other words, it stopped the spread of fire. I didn't know it was an insulator like fiberglass is, that spun cotton like fiberglass. Asbestos was sprayed on like walls and pipes and ceilings to work as a fire retardant. Am I correct on that? Again, you're the expert. You worked all those years at the asbestos factory in Columbus.
Yes, sir. I was the third shift.
I know
foreman.
You told me about that. You had a lot of people working under you, and you walked the line.
For many a year, I walked that line.
Okay. Tell me.
Until the damn hippies put us out of business.
Wait a second. Are you smoking?
Yes.
So you worked at an asbestos factory for years and years, and you're smoking cigarettes, and you're telling me that you have no ill effects from either?
No.
Robert, what was, for those of us, because it's not allowed in any buildings at all, and if there's any buildings that still have asbestos in them, they're closed down until all the asbestos is removed because it's bad for you. In your day, what was asbestos used for?
Well, for someone that doesn't understand it, we'd whip up a bash there at the factory on the third shift. But I was a little bit of a practical joker.
Oh, really?
And, I'd have my asbestos unit shooting out asbestos at them, and then they'd be shooting back at me like a snowball fight, but with asbestos.
With asbestos. So many a time, you guys were covered head to toe in asbestos.
Oh, and we would laugh like fools. And then, a lot of times you couldn't get it out of your clothes. You'd have to replace the uniform.
Let me ask you this. Still in contact with any of the old guys you had asbestos fights with?
Sadly, no. And there's a fellow that used to work for me by the name of Harvey.
Uh-huh.
And I used to talk to him a couple times a year, but I guess his phone got shut off.
He died.
He'd keep me up to date on what the fellas was up to and when the funerals were. Sir, with all due respect,
yes,
I called in to talk about a goddamn lease law.
Oh, my bad on that one. I was just so fascinated that a man your age is still alive, smoking, and worked years and decades in an asbestos factory, and you'd cover each other, play games with the stuff.
Uh-huh.
And now, I have one more question about this. You say in the third shift, you used to get at the plant in Columbus, you used to whip up a batch of asbestos.
Yes, sir.
What entailed whipping up a batch? What was thrown in there?
Well, first of all, it's very technical.
The
way I try to describe it to people that ain't familiar is, it looks like a giant cotton candy machine. And lo, I remember that was one of the one of my least favorite things.
Uh-huh.
Have to go out and clean out the blades on the blower.
So you get there on your hands and knees, get out there and clean out the blower.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you claim to be in perfect health, though.
I've always been blessed with good health. I haven't had any reason to see a doctor for years.
Okay, you were calling Senior Line to talk about the leash law.
Yes, sir. That's what I called about.
Yes.
Let me tell you, if you're going to have a leash law on the books, you better enforce it.
Okay, I lost you.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Sam, why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcements. The big boss was here and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
That's what they said. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Well, they said that when I was 16.
Yeah, they did. Such potential.
Yeah.
Do you know that Haney, when he was 16, had a 4.28 GPA in radio? 4.28. When I got into radio, I think I went in with a 2.5. But your radio point average was 4.28.
While Junior was with his 4.135.
Oh, is that what it? What is it? 4.31.
4.15.
Well, that's gone down since the last time he said it.
Well, my radio point average is below.
Yeah, you know what that is?
What?
It on the piece of paper, it just says "see me." There, you don't even have a great point average in radio.
But while Junior was pulling down that impressive grade point average,
yep,
and getting his Eagle Scout badge,
yeah, you were working for a living.
Yeah, Haney was working three jobs,
yep,
and had been for a couple of years.
Yep.
Well, okay, what does that have to do with
here's
anything?
What it
well,
has
I'm,
to do
I'm
with
saying it. Comparing apples to apples at the age that I was at. Meaning from 15 to 18.
Yeah, you were a full-grown man.
Yeah, while you were getting
wait
good
a
grades.
Second. You're saying comparing apples to apples. Haney, look, I got to, both of you, you're going to get the harsh reality of this.
I'm just talking about being the same age.
It's
different
apples,
things.
It's apples to like an avocado.
Oh.
You, Haney.
Damn avocados.
At 16. Refused to stop smoking in the house and live by your parents' rules, so they kicked you out, and you had to start working. You became a man quickly because you didn't follow the rules, and you got you had to get three jobs. You're trying to hold down your apartment, and you had to work. His mom is still providing him a place to live.
And I still have...
I'm paying.
I still had the...
Dude, I am paying.
Please.
Get out of here.
Please.
And I still had the energy to haul ass around in my Camaro
and
pull more tail than he has in his life.
Yeah.
It's disrespect. That's all this is.
And
no.
It was quality tail.
No, you're just straight up disrespecting
Tinder stuff.
I'm not
quality.
I'm trying to compare.
I'm talking about nothing under an eight, pal.
He's going in your mind. He's
well. No, that was later.
You're going apples to apples. The two of you are the farthest from trying to do parallel comparisons.
We can't all be perfect like you.
I'm not perfect. I can't go.
Yeah, radio's Mr. Wonderful over here. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm just saying. You can't. It's A, different generation. B, his circumstances is he wanted to be cradled in his mother's arms.
Are you kidding me?
You were ready at that because you wanted to live your life. You left.
Because I respected my mother and father.
Their rules?
Yep.
And if you couldn't live by them, you left.
Yep.
I don't know if that's respect. Respect would be
I was told,
abiding by their rules.
I was told if you can't live under our rules, that's fine.
But you got to get out.
Okay.
And
I don't think that's what was intended.
No, it was a shocker.
I think that was probably the last thing they expected.
Because most parents would think, call me crazy, most parents would think that Marky Boy would say, okay, you're right.
Aww.
You're right, Mom and Dad. I have been disrespecting the rules, and I will do better. But you went and looked at them both and said, fine! You shocked your parents, and you went out. But to your credit, you went out and you stayed out and you busted your ass.
And then things just got progressively worse.
Yes, Junior. He was hanging on the apron strings.
Dude, shut up. Dude, you're being such a dick right now. I don't even care.
And
bro, you're such a dick.
Go ahead. He doesn't care.
And so there's the difference.
Tugging on mommy's apron strings. Dude, you're a dick.
Did she, does she, or does she not call here?
Yes, she does. I blocked her number, though, so it's fine.
And I'm sure you would have been an Eagle Scout with or without your mom's encouragement.
No. I was forced to.
So you're proving my point.
Dude, you're such a dick.
But did you respect her or did you fear her because you didn't want to do the Eagle Scout thing? You probably wanted to be some kind of rock and rolling jerk like me.
Yeah.
There would be repercussions if I didn't do what
That's
she said.
That's my point!
I would be punished.
Yeah,
He cut it off!
You're not the only one who got kicked out before they were 18, all right, buddy?
What? Okay. Now he just turned a new page of his book.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
I got kicked out, too.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
I'm not getting into that on the air. I'm not playing your little game. You're going to play the whole, I got kicked out card. Like, I got that card, too, pal.
I didn't get kicked out.
No, he left on his own accord. What was it with you, drugs?
Bro, get out of here.
Did
what
you
the
do
hell,
something
man?
Bad?
I was having a good day today. I walk in, I felt positive, and now you guys are just being disrespectful.
Were you
dicks.
A bad boy?
Just
were you
turn my mic off. Turn my mic off.
Jeez.
He gets so worked up.
I know. We're having a conversation like three
no,
grown
No, it's
adults.
Not a conversation. It's an attack. That's what it is.
How is it an attack?
I was having a good day. I was just going to see.
We were just
I wasn't even going to say anything, but then he started attacking me.
We were
right
just
away.
Talking about what I was doing you. When I was a teenager.
Yeah. Why do you always centralize
Shut
this?
My mic off. I'm done.
You can't help it.
You can't help it.
Go ahead. Pretend like you shut his mic off.
Yeah, I pretend like I shut it off.
It's yeah, good. Shut it off. Fine.
There it is. It's all shut off now.
Yep.
I wonder what he got kicked out for.
Yeah, good.
I'm not talking to you.
And you know what? It's not your job to shut his mic off. He can just be quiet.
Yeah, he can be quiet.
If he'd rather not participate.
If he'd rather just be quiet.
Yeah, I could be quiet, and I will.
And you're going to see how quiet he can be?
Yeah.
Yeah, super quiet.
Last word. I wonder what it was.
You know what? But maybe he was a bad boy at one point.
Yeah, but he got let back in.
Well, I mean, I did that when I was probably like, you know, 7 or 8.
That's
where
when
I
you
put
would
my,
run away from home.
Yeah, with my hobo stick and, you know, the little bandana where I'd
Tim,
wrap
this,
up like
was,
some candy and...
He was 25.
And I'd go down to the end of the street and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
That was, sounds like what he's talking about.
But that didn't happen then. He was much older. I just don't know what it is. But he was allowed back in. Like was and you were when we ran away from home with the stick and the handkerchief full of stuff.
Yeah, and I can't even remember why I ran away from home. I just wanted to see what it was like, I think.
That's a difference at 15 saying, I am leaving now.
You know what? You make a good point.
Yeah.
This is your roof.
Yep.
I should respect that.
And
if I can't. If I can't abide by those rules, if they're too much for me, you're right. I'll need to fend for myself.
Yep. Don't you? I agree with that. Don't you agree with that?
Shut my mic off.
But to get kicked out.
Yeah, get kicked out. And then, you know, let back in again.
I don't think
say, what'd you get kicked out for?
I don't think my mom and dad would have done that to me.
No, for no reason at all. You're kicked out?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
No, we talked it out, and that's the way it was left.
It's
and
part
I
of maturity.
And I pondered and took very seriously what they said. And mm-hmm. Then I think it had gone too far, and they were surprised that I left.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure they were. Proud of you for that, Mark.
I think they are.
Looking back today, boy, that took some. That took some balls. That took some. You know,
and that's true respect.
That is what.
You guys are dicks, dude. That's what it is.
How is it that we're talking about
you? Give me...
Okay, yeah, you got your wish. Stan and Amy.
What? We weren't even talking about
him.
We
weren't even talking about him.
And he's still stewing over there.
96, not even bringing him up.
Turn his mic off.
Yeah, I'm turning it off. We'll be back. Some people are adults. Some people are big babies.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Amy. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Wow.
Wow. Let me go to the Absolute Law text line.
You know, I thought we were nice.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Absolute Law. For now. Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, my name is Arthur. I have been asked to intervene with your disrespect of Junior.
What disrespect?
What? None. And who asked him to intervene?
And Junior is the one that's slinging allegations.
Yep.
Like I got kicked out of my house.
Hold on. Let's see what this one. Where did that go? Hey. Do you mind? Where did that one go? Oh. Absolute Law text line. I replied to this one, and then I got a long reply back. I can't wait. Giving Junior constant crap isn't entertaining anymore. My reply, like it ever was? What do you think? This is some kind of joke?
No. We're trying to mentor a troubled youth.
Let's see. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I thought in the beginning, when they would poke fun, it was part of the show. But now it's just really getting old, and I'm sorry you have to deal with that kind of stuff. Yeah. The show is great. Get listeners' mind off of everyday normal life. But hearing him constantly rag on you guys,
Yeah. It
was just like before the other guy left because of his BS. See?
Wait, you seeing a pattern?
Yeah. You know, and you were saying to me outside, where else, and you put it beautifully, Haney, where else could...
There are a lot of guys your age that work for guys our age.
Yeah.
And virtually none of them would be able to get away with what you get away with.
With the way you talk to us, with your couple of dicks.
Yeah, because you are. Dude, 30, I pulled up the tape 30, and it was a constant attack.
30 years... I was talking to Haney.
Like,
I had to
shut
you
started the segment. As soon as you started the segment, it was a jab at me.
How is it a jab at you?
He pulled up the tape.
I pulled up the tape.
You know, it's like somebody else did.
No, don't do that to him. I got to defend him. No, he's not like that guy.
I hope not, where he actually sent us the audio.
And we laughed for hours.
Yep. I believe it started off with you talking about how you've been on your own at 15.
Yep.
And how hard it is, and how he hasn't experienced that.
Yeah, because when he was 18, I pointed out that he had a perfect grade point average, and he was an Eagle Scout, and I took a different route. And then he accused me of getting kicked out of my house, which pissed me off.
This is his fault.
Whose fault?
Yours.
Why is it
you
my fault?
You started this.
How did I start this? I open up the mic and I say, hey, everybody.
It's a constant attack day by day.
Give
dude.
Me an example.
Stan
when I
says,
you.
Hey, everybody. He says, you're a bunch of dicks.
Yep.
And that's the
and
end.
Flipping us off.
Yeah. Because you deserve it.
Well, I didn't do anything to you.
Give me a little bit of respect and I'll throw some respect your way. Yeah.
Respect?
Yes.
I thought that was yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's carrying over.
Junior.
I don't know of any other boss that would let their employee talk to them like that.
Dude, I'm getting fed up with it.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here. Yesterday's gone.
And somebody already
Yesterday's
knows.
Yesterday's gone.
You're texting into the radio station off of your burner phone. stop it. Stop it right now. Or I'll stop it.
We're just numb.
Yep. Numb to stupidity.
Well, I mean, we don't even notice it anymore. No. We've got our subordinate screaming at the top of his lungs.
Our subordinate screaming at the top of his lungs.
You're a couple of dicks.
Yep. And it's my fault.
Yes.
Great text. I have a serious question. Didn't you all actually fight to get this guy back on the show?
Hard.
Hard.
We went to the edge.
Yep. The very edge. Hmm. Just a little respect.
Yeah. Our position was threatened because we fought so hard for Junior.
It's the truth. What's the matter? Another Junior supporter calling in?
And you know what?
Yeah, I have a fan.
You know, he's calling us dicks and all this.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the air, that's one thing. But you're talking to somebody in the form of me who has actually stood up to his own father and said he's not as big an F up as you think.
Yep.
Did I not say that?
When did he call me an F up, man? This is news to me.
When we had that conference out at the table on my patio, when he was trying to convince you to do this and do that, and I said, no, you don't understand. He truly has talent. You don't remember? I'm not going to get into it because it's personal.
Yeah, I'm the black sheep of the family.
But
I get it.
You have to admit, I stood up for you and said that you were not a dick when your own father said you were.
Yeah, you just said I'm severely misguided. Yeah.
Yes.
And then you go and call
us
a dick.
You're welcome. I give you that and I get back, you're a dick?
Yes.
Hear the disrespect?
I don't know. I may need to call his dad.
Yep.
Oh, I said you were.
Okay, you going to turn your radio down?
Yep, turn it down now.
Yes, sir. Hi, who's this?
This is Vince.
Hey, Vin.
Hey, why is Junior crying like a little girl right now?
I don't know.
It's not a little girl he's crying like.
Seriously, he needs to learn how to respect everything that, you know, they pick on me and stuff all the time. I mean,
swearing. Okay, I got to hang up on you.
That's a shame. That was a good call, but... he's a little too comfortable.
Yep.
But you know what? I'll take that. That's all right.
Yeah. But I appreciate that. People get very comfortable on this show.
Yes.
Very, almost too comfortable. Grab bag.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
What a shame, Stan. Dedicated all these years of our lives only to learn... on April 8th, 2021, that it was all for naught, that at the end of all of it, we're just a couple of dicks.
Yep. Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for these two dicks, when you would hear commercials on the radio, you know, because they hire us sometimes to do commercials because we're professional, people would have to wind up doing their own commercials. And then think of the people that would complain having to sit through this.
How many times have you gone to the store and said, hey, how come I can't find any boxes? Well, now you can. Hi, this is Ken from Ken's Boxes and Things. Say, do you need a box? Well, we have boxes. We have big boxes and we have little boxes. Why drive all over town looking for boxes? We are your one-stop box shop for all of your box wants and needs. Mention that you heard this ad and get a free box with the purchase of any 15 other boxes.
I just love your boxes, Ken.
Huh. Yes, I hear that all the time. Ken's Boxes and Things. For when you need a box.
Somebody had a horrible day in the production room. Well, I could tell you stories about that. When a successful business owner wants to do their own spot, it is hell.
Yeah, I know. I know it. You know what? I gotta set some guidance here to our texters on the Absolute Law text line. Because I'm getting the people that are saying, oh, Junior is being disrespected. What are you doing that for? And then others that are just taking pot shots at him.
What are we doing that for? Because we're a couple of dicks.
Yeah, well, guarding him.
Well, you are.
I ask our audience, are we too hard on the Junior? Or
yes,
or is he being a big crybaby bitch ass? Please, just stop taking shots. Are we being too hard on the Junior? Or he needs to learn some respect.
I'd say everything was fine, except then I remember that there are so many things that he knows I've forgotten that I've asked him to do.
This woman was on a dating website. Have you ever heard of the Hinge website? You ever hear that, Junior?
Junior would know.
Hinge?
Yeah, I'm on it.
What is that gimmick?
It's a dating site.
Yes.
No, but I mean, is it just like Match.com or?
No, it's like basically like another Tinder. It sucks, though.
Have you been banned?
Not yet.
A woman in England did an experiment where she matched with guys on the dating app Hinge and then asked about their favorite movies just to start a conversation with them. Her biggest takeaway had nothing to do with movies. And not very surprising, her discovery was 100% of her matches didn't want to start a conversation with her and talk about movies.
No.
They wanted sex.
Yeah.
Every one of them. What do you expect?
I have been collecting data from the men that like me on Hinge. So the first thing I did with all of these men is I matched with every single man that liked me. And then I sent them the message, what are your top three favorite movies? Out of the men that I asked, what are your favorite movies? 100% of the men who did not answer the question, changed the subject, answered incorrectly on purpose, or made me ask a second time. 100% sent a sexually inappropriate message or just like incredibly demanding and told me what to do. These men are not considering how they're making other people feel.
You're on a dating website.
Understanding social boundaries.
Yeah, that's like, you know, being at a club or a restaurant and being told, you know, everything's fine out here. Just don't go in that back room. What do you mean? I'm entitled to go in that back room if I want to. You don't want to go back there. And then they go in and they're shocked when people get handsy.
Yeah.
See, that's the orgy room back there, man. Yeah. And if that's not what you're here for, then you can be on this side of the wall. You don't even have to know what's going on.
I was always told, of course, I've been told to my face.
Recently.
No, not recently, thank God. That a woman knows when she's pregnant. There's not much guesswork. You physically, things happen to you. But a woman knows in the first few months, you know what, I think things are changing. I might be pregnant.
That would make sense. I mean, something kind of major is going on with your body.
A woman in Massachusetts claims she didn't know she was pregnant. Although she was, she thought she was passing a kidney stone. And had the baby in the bath in the toilet.
Boy, great beginning.
She says she knew she gained a few pounds, but thought it was just the pandemic weight gain. And she was having kidney stones.
These are the kind of things you'll uncover when you want to learn about your past. It's best just to leave it alone. Make up your own story.
I did feel a little like flutters, I suppose, but I just kind of thought it was gas. I didn't know what it was. I'm in the middle of the archway of the bathroom, screaming, freaking out. If you look back at it now, like you see there were signs that said, okay, missed menstrual cycle, but that was always normal for me.
What?
And yeah, the weight gain, but I just hopped on keto and I said, okay, well then maybe it's my own fault. It's the COVID-15. Even in the ambulance ride, I was like, how did this happen? Like, I mean, I know how it happened, but I mean, like, really?
Poor kid.
Yeah. Are you that thick?
Yes. COVID-15.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. COVID hasn't just taken its toll on people. It's taken a toll on people's pets. That's why people are now beginning to put their pets into therapy to help with post-COVID separation.
Just stop it.
Anxiety.
No.
My name is Nicole. This is Marty. We live in the West Village. We have been working together on some training techniques for separation anxiety for when I go back to work so that he doesn't feel as anxious, and so neither do I. This is the in your bed technique, and this is to help him realize that this is a safe place for him to go when I am away. We work on this several times a day so that he gets used to being in his bed anytime I say in your bed. This is Marty's treat ball that I use every time I try to leave the apartment. I give it to him as a distraction. I stuff a treat in there and then I ask him to go to his bed. I give it to him in his bed and then I quickly escape so he doesn't notice that I'm gone.
What? What? What?
Things have gone so far off the rails, man.
I gotta skip ahead here because we're running out of time. You gotta hear this.
I can't unhear that woman.
Nobody can.
Now, I don't know what she said. I just heard tone.
Yeah.
And I couldn't follow it. Something to do with her pet.
Here it is. Then we'll wrap up the grab bag. The date is 1973. And AC/DC lead vocalist Brian Johnson is in a band called
Jordy.
Here's one of the songs from his band, Jordy. This is Brian Johnson singing. It's called Goodbye, Love, Brian Johnson.
And all I ever got from my troubles was rejection. That's why trusting you was more than I could do. Ooh, you're an old woman, you took my money, you said it was just too bad. You don't wash my clothes, call me honey, but I don't feel so sad. But baby, how can I lose what I never had? Goodbye, love. Goodbye, love.
Right on.
You know, that's the way in rock and roll. Usually it takes a couple of years to find out who you are.
Yeah.
Except in the case of Angus and Malcolm, who came out of the womb fully formed rock stars.
Yep.
And never changed.
When we come back, local beat, we've talked about it before. The panhandlers in the intersections. They've really picked up this year. Some of them trying to make a living doing that as they leave and go into their Cadillac Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
The Lee County Commission has passed a law, approved a law. It hasn't been passed yet to basically get them off the center of the streets at the intersections. And not because they got to be careful. Not because they're there panhandling. We're going to do it for your safety.
Oh, everything's for your safety.
We'll have it in the local beat next.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Yes.
We're about to you hard.
Yep. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be...
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Yeah, we were out copping a quick smoke, and our buddy Chuck came by. It's always good to see that guy.
And you know what? He's one of the good guys.
Yeah, he is.
And he's that rare type of person that whenever he's around, he brings everybody up.
He makes you feel good.
Yep.
He is one of the nicest human beings that I know. And his family, his wife, his kids, they're all fantastic.
And you want to talk about a life. He's lived a life.
And I won't get into any details and bore anybody about it because you don't know the man like Annie and I know him. But he is one of those guys. He's a little bit older than us. I call him Dad.
He's a little, and a lot smarter.
Yes, and a lot smarter. But he is now retired. But in his lifetime, he had maybe four distinct different careers.
And excelled at all of them.
And his belief was that if I couldn't do something to the best of my ability, then I didn't do it. I found something that I was good at. And he's had, at least that I know of, four distinct careers where he became the top of the game and then moved on to something else. And everything he touches is successful.
He should write a book.
He should. Speaking of a book.
Can you imagine if, like, a youngster, let's say junior, read that book?
Careful, he's numb.
Oh, here we go.
Please.
Go ahead. You see, what is it?
He's just saying that you'd write a book.
That I would write a book?
No, that you would read Chuck's book and be inspired by it.
Oh, I would definitely read Chuck's book because I respect him.
Wow. I won't even...
Well, I'm glad you respect Chuck, and you should.
Yeah, I won't even get into the details
of
what...
Yeah, he was very respectful
what was coming
to
down.
Me.
Yeah, right. He don't know you yet.
Well, he was very gracious.
Yes. Because I'm not going to embarrass you with these texts. One did point out, though, Haney, and I'm not going to go and read them verbatim. There's too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
More than one said that this whole blow-up from a couple of breaks ago where he got his feelings hurt.
I still don't even understand
that. Neither do they. That it wasn't even that when the whole thing started, we were having a discussion about it, and you were comparing apples to apples, and I said, it's not apples to apples, it's apples to
avocados. Yeah.
And that he lost his mind.
Over that.
And that's what got it all escalated. And at least multiple texts, you guys have done nothing. You've done nothing wrong. I will read this one, though. Because I respect this.
I don't know. Junior said he went to the tape and that we're wrong.
Yeah, evidently.
It was an immediate attack on me.
Nobody was attacking you. Now put a lid on it. Hey, guys. Longtime listener, I was telling my girl yesterday about Junior being disrespectful and how kids of my own generation never grow up with respect and didn't get that booty whipped with a belt or a paddle. But my girl said that the special needs students she teaches on the Cape have plenty of respect with yes sirs and no sirs and that they have manners. So these kids that are younger and obviously don't have the same brain bandwidth can still manage to have manners and respect. So why can't a 27-year-old man? Honestly, I think Junior is, and then I won't read the rest of it. So I don't know. I'll leave it alone. I'll leave the 42 other texts alone. Let's do the local beat.
There's just one thing I'd like to say to Junior.
Oh, sure, certainly. Careful, he's numb.
I'm up to here.
All I wanted to say, and to see if you realize it, I don't know that it's us you're angry at.
What is this, turning into a therapy session?
We're not the reason you ended up here.
Yeah, remember that. We're not the reason.
Yeah, Randy Bailey's the reason.
No, the reason is that the Eagle Scout and the 4.15 grade point average high school senior was so repressed that at his first taste of freedom...
Yep.
Yeah, I became a failure.
Let's do the local beat, please. I mean,
that's
seriously.
That's not what I was going to say,
no, but seriously, and I think my point's being proven. I leave his mic on, he'll talk himself into circles and be mad. How many times have we seen it? And I think it's been peaking this year. I've actually seen shift changes with panhandlers and their signs. When we were on vacation, and I don't know if you saw this, and I got to preface it before I go into the story. I think it was up in Jacksonville at a Walmart. And I've seen them down here. Not the particular guy. But it's a gentleman, he'll have his wife standing behind him, usually holding a little kid, and he has the sign, unemployed, need help, and he has the little bucket out front to go and collect, and he's playing an electric violin, and it's beautiful. He's just playing in front of the wall, and people are taking, you know, a couple of bucks, $5, all that, and throwing it into the bucket. As he's standing there, his sad-looking wife is behind him, holding their little kid's hand. A reporter at a station, I think somewhere in north part of Florida, saw the guy and saw the people gathered around and realized he might not be playing. That this electric violin, which was a very handsome-looking violin, that he was pretty much not hitting the chords, the strings. And he comes up to him. Oh, thank you. That was very good. The reporter, they had the camera. Can you play without the amplifier? Play me a song. And at first, he acted like he didn't speak English. No, no, no. And he went and said, no, string, play for me. Play for me. No sound there. Play the violin. Play. He got all panicky, packed up his stuff and left. Because the reporter saw him. It was pre-recorded stuff that he was just playing to. And had
smart.
Buckets full of money.
So why'd they screw him like that?
Because he was ripping people off.
No, he wasn't. Everybody was happy.
Lee County ordinance could
if
limit.
If you went
yes.
to one of the people that threw $5 in that bucket
yeah.
and found him in the Walmart.
They felt sad. They weren't being entertained. They felt sad. This poor guy.
Do you feel any regret for giving the man playing the violin?
He wasn't playing
that money?
It.
But they didn't know that.
Yeah, but if you told him, you know, he wasn't playing that.
But if you didn't tell them, they'd go about their business feeling happy. They did something nice.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
you know what?
Then
give to the Harry Chapin Food Bank and the Salvation Army and Goodwill.
I don't know why you want to criticize a man like that who's at least got some get up and go. Little motivation.
To fake playing the violin.
Yeah.
Lee County Ordinance could...
People see yep. and hear what they want to see yep. and hear.
Yep. Lee County Ordinance could limit panhandlers. This is from NBC2. There could soon be new rules on where pedestrians can stand along the roadways in Lee County. In a vote on Tuesday, Lee County commissioners unanimously shuttled along an ordinance that would prohibit standing in the median of the roadway. The county stands by the statement that they are not targeting panhandlers, but people on the streets disagree. The ordinance, however, has not yet been signed into law. There he is. There's a... Post that. They say it might actually have a long way to go, but people potentially affected by its implications, especially panhandlers, are worrying now. Nathan Webb is one of them. He claims he doesn't have a job, a home, or a traditional source of income. He hangs out on 6 Mile Cypress and Daniels Parkway all the time. He says, right now I'm unemployed. Doing this at the median helps. The county said it doesn't want to stop people like him because he's a panhandler, but instead for another reason.
Safety.
They got a point, maybe, because Webb says, I've been hit 3 times. I was hit on the sidewalk where people were coming out of the McDonald's. Some people just plow right into me. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says fatal pedestrian accidents in Lee County are up in the past year 150%.
Well, that's that could be all due to Nathan. That's three.
Yeah. So. Said our region is the 11th deadliest area for pedestrians in the nation.
Well, nothing about this place was designed for a pedestrian.
You are absolutely
nothing
correct.
At all.
That's why some see the move as a step in the right direction and a safer direction. Thank you, said a man during a public comment at the meeting. This is one of those items that we've talked about this whole year. This will help fix that issue. Others are disagreeing with it. While the ordinance isn't official yet, if it does become law, people like Nathan, there at 6 Mile and Daniels, who I see every day, will have a bigger question to answer. Where would you go to get money? His reply, I don't know. Maybe on the sidewalk. Or I don't know.
Or people's houses.
Yep. Yep. The Lee County Board of Commissioners unanimously gave the ordinance a green light Tuesday morning. People at home have a chance to give their 2 cents worth at a public hearing on April 20th. If approved, then the ordinance would supersede any prior laws and would become effective by the end of the month to get the people off the streets.
Well, that's not it. No, it's safety.
It's a safety issue.
There's so much double talk.
He's been hit 3 times. Do you have the video of the guy playing the violin, or do you just have the picture? Is his mic off?
I think he's just dumbfounded.
Okay.
Dumbstruck.
Never mind. I ain't got time. All right? I ain't got time. And people wonder why I get frustrated. Stan and Haney.
That's not for you to get frustrated.
No. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, you are about 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word. Could get you $500. So be listening for that. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. hour away from our question of the week. But we're going to give you a chance to win right now. And we've got a lot of great prizes. And hopefully we can get several winners because we're going to play Stan's What's on the List. I've got the category. I'll release the phones after I give the category. Top 10 things on the board. You name one of them and we'll get you a prize. We have tickets to Busch Gardens Tampa for their food and wine festival going on right now. Plus, we'll throw in a parking pass. $50 to Beef O'Brady's in Cape Coral. $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. We have a gift card to Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Gift card to Shuckers. $50 to TJ Hatchet Hangout in Cape Coral. That's where you throw the hatchets and have fun with axes and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you right now, we got today and tomorrow to get rid of these tickets. And these guys are good. Blackberry Smoke.
Oh, they're beyond good. They're great.
They're going to be performing on April the, let me find the exact,
29th.
April 29th. It's going to be at Burt's Black Widow Harley Davidson in Port Charlotte. And they're good.
Oh, they're one of the best bands out there today.
And we got live music back. And here's a chance for you to go see Blackberry Smoke. That is, if you name one of the things that are on my list. So let's play Stan's What's on the List? All right, again, I'll give you the category. We'll release the phones. You name something on the list, you're going to get a prize. A recent survey was done. People cannot wait to get back out and see America again and go to all the tourist attractions. Recent survey was done. In your opinion, what's the best tourist attraction in America? What's the best tourist attraction in America? Keep in mind, I'll give you a little heads up. Don't think about Disney or Universal or anything like that. Those are theme parks. We're talking about individual tourist attractions.
Can I guess?
Why, you want to take a shot at one of these?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Waltzing Waters.
No, didn't make the top 10. 277-9600.
Well, then Shell Factory's got to be there.
No, didn't make the top 10. Recent survey done. Top 10 best tourist attractions in America. I will also let you know that one that didn't make the top 10, the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota did not make the top 10.
I don't know who they're talking to if Shell Factory did.
No, not there. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. No, you're taking too long. Keep passing the phone around to each other. Here, you answer. You answer. Ahoy, who's this?
Boy, this is Don.
Don, we have the top 10 here. Name something on here. Best tourist attraction in America.
Gatorland.
Gotta be there. Come on, Stan.
Did not make the top 10. 277-9600.
Oh, look, Junior found a picture of Waltzing Waters.
It's just beautiful. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what's in the top 10 of best tourist attractions in America?
Okay, I've been ringing, so I don't know if anyone's answered anything yet.
Nobody's gotten anything yet.
I'm going to go, I don't agree with it, but probably Disney World or Disneyland.
Did you hear what I said? Those are theme parks, not individual tourist attractions.
Well, then, sorry, can I go the
go
Grand
ahead.
Canyon? Then.
You want the Grand, Grand Canyon. Number one answer, the Grand Canyon.
Thank you.
What would you like?
I didn't listen, obviously. What's out there? Sorry, I dialed the phone, and if you don't want to give me nothing, I understand.
Well, I'm just wondering.
You're awfully defensive, Don. Yeah. We've been nothing but nice to you.
Nothing but kind.
Yes, sir.
Gave
Thank
me another
you,
chance
sir.
To,
would
to
you
go
like
and win.
To see a rock show? Would you like to eat something?
Would you like to?
I would love to see a rock show.
All right, I'm sending you to.
You're going to be very happy.
Blackberry smoke. Hold on. Jeez.
Sorry, I felt like I had to intervene there because not because of you, but he was getting a little testy.
Yeah, he was.
And I know you don't appreciate that.
He's just calling in. Try listening.
He's just making a lot of excuses.
Yep, and very defensive.
Wing flapper.
Yep, morale breaker. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jay.
Jay?
Yep.
What do you think's on here? We got the Grand King, and that's number one. What else is on this list of the best tourist attractions in America?
How about Old Faithful?
Old Faithful. Now, that's an individual thing. Where would that be at?
God.
I need to know the park.
I don't recall the name of it.
Okay. Nice try. Old Faithful's part of this tourist attraction. It's at a national park. You tell me the park and you win. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Chad.
What's your first name?
Chad.
Chad?
Yeah.
We got the Grand Canyon. That's number one. What else is on here? We got nine more.
Yellowstone?
Yes, sir. Number six on the board. Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. What would you like?
Busch Gardens, please.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. 277-9600. Best tourist attractions in America. Survey done. People can't wait to get back out on the road again. Start living life normally. Ask what are the best tourist attractions in America. Ahoy, who's this?
TJ.
TJ, what do you think's on here?
The Redwood National Forest.
That is a good guess. Did not make the top 10. I would put it up there. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Kevin.
Kevin, will you turn your radio down for me, pal?
Yep.
Thank you, buddy. We have the Grand Canyon in Arizona. We have Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. What else do you think is one of the top tourist attractions in America?
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, made it into the top 10. Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. What would you like?
Do you have any Lenny's Burgers?
I have no more Lenny's Burgers. I have Shuckers, Firehouse Subs, Pewter Mug, Beef O'Brady's for food.
Firehouse Subs.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Freddie.
Freddie, we have the Grand Canyon. We have Yellowstone National Park. We have Mount Rushmore. What else do you think's on there?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Well, to give it another.
Let's go with a Carnival Cruise Lines.
No. No.
No. This is an unexpectedly frustrating category.
It is, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't
I
be.
I didn't see this coming.
Me neither. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Doug.
Doug, what do you think's on this list?
I think Niagara Falls might be on the list.
Niagara Falls is number four on the list. You are correct. What would you like?
Like the Pewter Mug.
Done. Hold on. Let's try one more here, then I'll go over the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Glenn Rogers.
Glenn, what do you think's on here?
Well, from Buffalo, I got to go with Niagara Falls.
Already been guessed. I'll give you another shot.
Oh, man. I think I might be out of guesses. Grand Canyon was already said.
Yeah, we got the Grand Canyon. We got Niagara Falls. We have Yellowstone National Park. We have Mount Rushmore.
I don't know. How about the Capitol, Washington, Capitol, D.C.?
I'm going to give it to you. The National Mall in Washington, D.C. That's your Capitol, your Washington Monument, your Lincoln Memorials. I'm giving it to you. That's number eight on the board. What would you like?
I think I'll go for the Beef O'Brady.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Beef O'Brady's. Recent survey was done. People getting back out there. 10 best tourist attractions in America. As Haney pointed out, I didn't think it would have been that difficult. It was. Here's what ranked in the top 10. Did you get the guy that was on hold? Line one. Coming in at number 10 was gotten Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. Nobody got number 9, the Golden Gate Bridge, California. Number 8, the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Nobody got number 7, Yosemite National Park, California. Number 6, Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. Nobody got number 5, the Lincoln Memorial. Number 4, Niagara Falls, New York. Nobody got number 3 either, the Statue of Liberty in New York. Nobody got number 2, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. And number 1, tourist attraction in America, according to the survey, the Grand Canyon, Arizona. There you go. Congratulations to all of our winners. And the ones that didn't win with Carnival Cruise Lines and Disney World, it's okay.
You know, I heard something disturbing about the Grand Canyon, though. That's
what?
The number one.
Number one.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I heard there's nothing there.
Going to take a break. Yeah, it's pretty empty. Nothing there.
Really not much to do?
You stand and look.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. Some people get on a boat to see nothing. But there's really nothing there. Junior, you've been to the Grand Canyon. Nothing there, is there?
I didn't see anything.
Stay by your radio. The 4 o'clock cash hole word is coming up with instructions. You could be the winner of $500. Stick by your radio. We're Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Free throw coming by Paulie. Up. Good. Unbelievable. 57-56. Aztecs. These guys are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Driving. Down the lane. They get it. We got a broadcast here and you're worried about a suitcase. Unbelievable. These people are unbelievable in this arena. They got security guard. Think they're guarding the Pentagon. Coming over here interrupting me during a broadcast to worry about a suitcase. Unbelievable. Stupid. Totally stupid. Now at the line. Excuse me. Bairstow. Free throw, of course. He can't miss. New Mexico comes on back on the and one by Cameron Bairstow to take a 59-57 lead. Timeout on the floor with a minute 15. We'll keep it here to try to recap. I apologize. Had a guy reach over my shoulder and tapping me on the shoulder, asking me a question during the drive there by Cameron Bairstow. Because my suitcase is behind the chair, and he thinks it's too much in the way by these morons that think the terrorists are honing in here on the Mountain West Tournament in Las Vegas.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Travels with Stan.
Yep. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you still have about 6.5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock cash poll word in. That word is demand. D-E-M-A-N-D, demand. If you got a little bit of time, you can text it right now to 45911, or you can enter that word demand on 96krock.com or use the 96krock app. You still got about 6 minutes to do it. If you are the randomly selected person nationally, they'll call you back and tell you you won the $500. Just by going on the app or 96krock.com, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. But you still got about 6 minutes to get that word in, demand. And I want to help some of our listeners. And Junior sees this because he keeps a good close eye on the Absolute Law text line. Do not text the cash hole word to us.
We can't do anything
for you. We can't do anything for you. It does not go to our text line. You have to text the word, in this case, demand, to 45911.
That's
Send it
the
there.
Only way.
That's the only way as far as texting goes. You text it to me, it's not going to help you. Or you can go to the K-Rock app or 96krock.com, put the word in there. But texting it to us back here in the studio does you absolutely no good. They're never going to call you back.
No.
Won't happen.
Stan.
Haney.
I'd like to make a proposal. And I know it's short notice.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Thursday, April the 8th.
Yes.
I would like to propose.
You would like to.
That tomorrow, Friday, April 9th, be declared Junior Appreciation Day on the Stan and Haney
Isn't
program.
Isn't that something? Isn't that?
It's about damn time.
Hold it. It requires a unanimous vote.
Well, I mean, I vote, and he's the one that proposed it.
No, you're not allowed to vote.
I'm not allowed to vote. Well, that doesn't make any sense. It's a 50-50
Either Stan, I go along with it.
Stan, please.
What?
Junior Appreciation Day, Friday, April 9th.
Do we have to honor that every year?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But if you can just give me this one.
Yeah.
Junior Appreciation Day, Friday, April 9th.
Okay.
Now, you may ask, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm wondering, what does that entail?
What that entails is that tonight, Junior is going to sit down and put together all of the best things he's ever done for this show.
That is awesome. You know what? I'm more and more feeling good about this.
All of the things that Junior is personally proud of.
What if he comes in and he has nothing, though? Is it still Junior Appreciation Day tomorrow?
Well, I guess it could be, but what would be the point?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It would be a day to highlight and celebrate all the great things that Junior has done.
Okay.
It's spotlight on Junior.
You've won me over.
And Junior voted for it enthusiastically, so I think we can do that tomorrow.
What's he got to do?
Well, it's up to him to put together, you know, some sort of material that illustrates all of the great things that Junior has done for this show over the years.
Okay.
You know, his best performances.
Okay. I'm all for it.
I think it's been a little rough today.
Yeah.
And I think it would be great to devote a day.
Right. Which I'm all in favor for,
I agree.
But I'm not in favor of doing extra work.
Firehouse Subs bringing us traffic. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
I just, if I could have a second, Stan.
Sure, sure. Hold on, let me.
So you would prefer not to do any work, but you'd like to be honored.
That is correct.
Well,
yes.
I mean, what? How do you envision that day going then if we don't have any material to illustrate?
Well, just an all-day tribute.
But with consisting what? Of what?
Compliments. Pats on the back.
For?
Me being me. All the hard work I do.
Okay, then that's what we want you to showcase.
Right.
But you don't want to do that.
Well, am I getting paid to put this together?
Fort Myers. Hold on. And there are some of you that wonder why. We have a disabled vehicle, Cypress Lake Drive in South Point Boulevard in Fort Myers. Also in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Alico Road and I-75. In Bonita, crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and South Tamiami Trail. And we got a hit and run on Estero Boulevard. Right by the Red Coconut RV Park. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record. It'll be the news.
I just, you know, I thought I was doing a nice thing.
I thought so. I thought so, too. It'll be the newscast of record.
I can't win.
No, it's an uphill battle.
And logic plays no part in this.
None. Here's the headlines.
Sorry about that, folks. You know what they say, the road to hell.
Yeah, good intentions.
Coming up in less than an hour, we will have some things for you you did not know,
okay. Including
one that I find personally interesting. You will not believe who could have conceivably played the part of Mrs. Mia Wallace in Pulp Fiction.
Was Uma Thurman, right?
Yeah. We have the first choice for the role, which was not Uma Thurman. And then the others considered before they got to Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Interesting list from Reddit. You know, your teens today were born between 2001 and 2008. And they posed the question to the rest of us, what's something you used to do that a teenager today wouldn't even understand?
Take a pencil that was on the floor of my car and taking the cassette tape and trying to wind it back up after the machine ate it.
Yeah. And it was better with those pencils that had the beveled edge.
Yep.
Yeah. A 10-year-old was pulled over by police in Stillwater, Minnesota.
What?
It seems he'd stolen the family minivan on a trip to buy Cheetos. Cheerios.
Oh! I was going to say, not Cheetos again.
Yeah, because Cheetos was yesterday. That's why it was on my mind. A brilliant bank robber in his 20s robbed a bank in Germany on Tuesday, and he got away clean. How?
How?
Because of his colorful 1980s-style stand-up comedy-type tie.
Right on.
And finally, Dateline, Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, know it well.
34-year-old woman attempts to steal a car during a test drive, evidently is not up to date on the concept of OnStar. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is very important.
What up, biatch?
That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
There are many cringeworthy things that we experience daily in our lives, but most people are afraid to point them out. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things no one will admit are cringy, so I will do it for them.
Haney's going to tell you what's cringy.
The New York Jets on offense.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Sitting on a plane next to a big sweaty guy who removes his shoes and socks.
Yup.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
Any item of clothing that says Kirkland Signature.
This is not real!
Seeing a follow request on Instagram from your parents.
Bunch of bitches.
People who like to brag they're double jointed.
That's nasty.
Those ads for take a sample of your own poop at home tests.
Yeah. I had to do it.
You had to do many things.
Yes.
Trying to make sense of Terry Bradshaw talk.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you. Thank you. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Come down later for moose soup.
Oh, I'm so glad she's still there.
I don't trust it.
Dirty.
And finally, the very top thing no one will admit is cringy, so I'll do it for them.
Yeah?
Middle-aged women saying, turnt.
But I am not one of those women. I'm a smoker, and I go tanning. So this is 35. Want you all to be aware.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
We're very much aware. Email, ahoy, at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from RJ. Ahoy, guys. I'm originally from the Chicago area and saw an article on Ron Britton. Anyone who listened to Ron were drawn in by his colorful personality and alter egos he brought to his show. He was a big guy. He died last year. He was a big guy in the 60s on Cincinnati radio. I mean, huge. Controlled the airwaves. After reading the article, I thought of you two immediately. With Joffrey and Tony D'Amico, Ray from the car dealership, Bubba, Broadway Joe, I can go on, are just a few of the colorful alter egos that make the Stan and Haney show great. Again and again. There are so many radio shows that are directed to one audience, but your radio show incorporates many diverse platforms, therefore reaching a much broader audience, I would think. I don't know of any other radio program that is like yours. The Stan and Haney Show is upbeat, funny, entertaining, interactive, informative, educational, opinionated, engaging, brotherly, etc., etc., etc. You guys are a hidden gem amongst a giant quarry of radio shows. This is why I have listened to you guys for more than 24 years, and I want to thank you. Signed, RJ. Isn't that nice?
That's beautiful.
What'd you think of that email?
I mean, it would be nice to get a thank you or a mention or something, you know?
Yeah, like somebody noticed.
Yeah.
Right. Acknowledgement.
This is from... This is from Alan. Ahoy, gents. Alan here. 20-year listener. Just wanted to tell you that every day when the show is about to come on, I tell my bosses I'm about to tune into my daily educational programming, as I learned something new every single day listening to your show. Thank you guys for your infinite wisdom and great teachings. Signed, Alan. Thank you. What do you think about that one?
I mean, it would be nice to be appreciated, you know, maybe mentioned a little bit.
There's something burning in there?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I could swear to God I see something burning. This is from...
Why are you doing the cutthroat sign?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm not doing anything. What are you talking about?
This is Tom from Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen. By the way, the Guardian didn't write in today because he had his doctor's appointment.
Jesus.
Well, he already had an excuse.
Yes.
He cleared that ahead of time.
Yep. Ahoy, gentlemen. Our current Biden administration reminds me of an SNL sketch or a dark comedy movie. It would be hilarious if it was not so true. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Come on, man.
They are out to destroy our way of life for whatever reason. I thank God every day when I wake up in the great country of Florida. I have confidence that my president, Ron DeSantis, has my back and will protect all of our constitutional rights. Love you guys. Signed, Tom. Got a feeling about that one?
I mean, it would be nice if he said, you know, love you too, Junior.
And he's right. Imagine if we had gone through COVID with Governor Gillum.
Nope. Thank you, Ron DeSantis.
Thank God for Ron DeSantis and his smoking hot wife.
She's hot, man. She is hot. She was a TV girl.
Yep.
And he found her, and she found him. And what a great couple. They have a new child. She's hot. She is.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. When we come back.
He's won.
Yes. Yes, he has. You know what? We have a great First Lady of Florida. Our question of the week is next here on the Stan and Haney Show.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the broadcast. Glad to have you around. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to have our question of the week here in just a second. Before I do so, I want to go to the Absolute Law text line. Very quickly, I just want to read one text. By the way, it was proclaimed last break that tomorrow, April 9th, is Junior Appreciation Day.
Here on the show.
Yeah. Here on the show.
And Southwest Florida.
Pardon?
And Southwest Florida.
I'm sorry. We don't hold any political office to, you know, make like that. The show.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not authorized.
Yeah.
I'll find someone.
Absolute Law text line. I am so pissed at Junior. If I was on the radio with the legendary Stan and Haney, I would have no problem doing extra work. I would even massage Haney's back if needed, Junior. What a dimwit millennial. Love you guys. A lot of people would love this opportunity.
Definitely not giving you a back rub.
Didn't ask.
Nobody asked.
Just tried to do a nice thing, yeah. And it's never enough.
Nope. You get it thrown back into your face.
It's in my power, with the cooperation of Stan,
hi,
to declare tomorrow Junior Appreciation Day on the show.
And I'm all in favor of it.
And I can't go beyond that, but it seems like you're demanding that I do.
Like, what do you mean?
You said, and Southwest Florida, so you would like me to contact governmental agencies on your behalf.
Yeah.
To have it legally declared Junior Appreciation Day.
And a key to the city.
Which city?
Yeah, which one?
I don't know. Name one.
Our question of the week. We have phones on lockdown right now. We will pose to you the question. Do some traffic. Let you get on the blower and dial in. This is a phone interactive portion of the show. If you get a busy signal, just know when we hang up with somebody, it frees open a line. But you have the right answer to our question of the week because it's your story. It's your experience.
It's the rare time you can't be wrong.
Correct. Here's our question of the week. Think about this. You know, you go through day every day of your life, well, I'm going to go and have a hamburger or have a burrito, go and grab myself some chicken.
Good chicken dinner.
Yep. But ask yourself this. What is the most exotic or strangest type of food you have ever eaten? Maybe somebody offered it to you. Maybe you thought this would be something interesting to try. Maybe you were in another country and different foods are different over there. And so you figured, what the hell, I'll try it. Our question of the week, 277-9600. What is the most exotic or strangest type of food you have ever eaten? 277-9600. That's our question of the week. And a lot of people have tried a lot of different things. I've had some stuff that I didn't even know I ate.
Until it
was much too late. 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. One thing on the board, and it is in Bonita. It's a hit and run. A lot of them. 9500 block of Chartwell Breeze Drive in the Brooks. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, right before Mark Haney and the news. Question of the week. Whether you've gone to a different land and tried a different menu, whether you're into this kind of stuff, occasionally we will try something different, something strange, something that we haven't had before. What is the most exotic or strangest type of food you have ever eaten? See, I grew up on a farm. And so I had venison all the time. I know a lot of people up north, that's just normal to have venison. Pheasant, used to go pheasant hunting and used to go, and my mom used to roast the pheasants. I used to make goose egg milkshakes. Goose would lay the eggs. Things were almost like the size of an ostrich egg. Put one of those in a blender with some ice cream and milk. Blend it all up. Woo. And then, of course, I was forced on numerous occasions to eat what I like to call, and it was literally that, roadkill stew. My father had a friend, Ernie Iver.
You got to show him respect.
Oh, I was lectured when I went over to his house.
Like, invite you and the kids and your wife over for a little bit of dinner. I'm going to be making my famous stew.
What Ernie Niver used to do is if he saw a fresh-killed raccoon, woodchuck, possum, chipmunk on the side of the road, used to throw it in the back of his pickup truck, bring it to his house, go out back, clean it, dress it, cut it up into chunks and put it into his stew with potatoes and carrots and celery. Invited us over one time. You didn't know what was in the stew.
And you didn't ask.
And I was told not to ask. What about you, Haney? You ever go somewhere or have something presented to you at the table that was something you had never tried before, exotic or strange?
I will tell you, it all happened on one night, and you were there with me, because Paul Prudhomme was bringing out I don't know what half the time.
Oh, we had rabbit. We ate rabbit
I know we
that
had
night.
Rabbit, but we had other things, too, because they were constantly bringing plates of food out.
And sometimes it would have a leg.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what it was. Chef would just like you to try that.
But we know that we had rabbit. There were other things that sounded off to me. But the thing is, because it was made in Paul Prudhomme's kitchen, it was all the most delicious food you'd ever had.
It was spectacular. Yep. Junior, most exotic or strangest type of food you've eaten?
I'm not really afraid to eat weird food.
Never have been.
I'll eat anything.
Especially if it's free.
Especially after I had frog legs.
That tastes like chicken.
It does. And they cooked it up in like a buffalo sauce.
Mm.
And ever since, like, because I was very weird about it, I didn't want to eat it. And then I got convinced to. And I was hooked ever since. So I love frog legs. And
so were you tricked into eating them?
No.
Convinced?
What I was convinced. Yeah.
You mean bullied?
No.
Strong-armed?
No.
How were you convinced?
Just like, come on, man, it's really good. It tastes like chicken.
You get some of the French recipes.
But you didn't want it.
I didn't want it at
Those first. Legs are big.
They are, yeah.
It's like eating almost like a small chicken leg.
Yeah.
Meaty.
Meat, yeah. Also, but I love them. I'll order them if a restaurant has them. Escargot. I'll eat snails.
Yep.
There with the garlic sauce on them. Oh, awesome.
On top of a mushroom.
2-7, right in the shell. Where they give you the shell holder and you dig it out of there with a fork. 2779600, a question of the week. Most exotic or strangest type of food you have ever eaten? Ahoy, who's this? Bob from Cape Coral?
Yes.
Bob, strangest thing or most exotic thing, type of food you've eaten?
It's a rice dish called fata. It's rice. Pita bread cut up with vinegar and lamb cheek or beef cheeks.
It sounds good. There's a lot of good meat in those cheeks.
Oh, yes, sir.
And where did you, is this something that you had locally or did you go somewhere or what did you do?
In Egypt.
Nice. Yeah. Appreciate the call. That's what we're looking for. 2779600. Most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten? Ahoy, who's this?
Scott from Fort Myers.
Scott, what did you eat? What was?
I was stationed in the Philippines, and it was called balut. It was a half-developed chicken egg.
Oh, I've heard about that. Where you go and the egg, you got the shell and everything, but it's been you open it up and the baby chick is in there.
Yes.
Now, do they cook that up so that the meat in the egg is like cooked?
No, it was raw. We were normally inebriated when we did it.
And
there you go.
Although inebriated, what do you remember about it? The way it tasted.
Tasted like an egg. It was a little crunchy.
Yeah, because you're eating the little underdeveloped bones, but it still has, I guess, some of the egg white and some of the yolk, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow. I've heard about that.
I don't find that appealing.
I do not find that appealing at all.
I don't like to think too much.
No. Nope.
When you're eating. pondering
things. Yeah, when you're eating something, then it's supposed to be like smooth and you hear a crunch. Yep. I don't know. Either I think it's something that's not supposed to be in there, or I've just cracked another tooth. 277.
Again. I thought you were going to have them all pulled.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to do that for 2022. You know, you still got a good set of teeth, Stan. We just got a little crown work. We got to just pull them all.
And you know what? The terrible thing is, some of the dentists over the years didn't get the joke.
No, back in the day, and I've told this story before, and it makes me shudder. My buddy Jay Jurgen, who used to live on our street, or the street adjacent from our farm, he used to go to school with him. And I said, everything all right? Yeah, my mom's in the hospital. I'm like, what's she in the hospital for? She decided to have all her teeth pulled so she can get dentures. What? Yeah, and I found out afterwards, back in the day, why, you know, dental work was expensive and painful. Just go into the hospital, have them all pulled. I'll fit you for dentures.
take them all.
Wow. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy from Naples.
Hi, Cindy. What's the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten?
Tripe,
but that's the lining, the stomach lining, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. My grandma used to try and camouflage it. Make us eat it when we're little.
Oh, she'd trick you.
Yeah,
it's
disgusting.
So you at first liked it, though, didn't you, until you found out?
No.
That was, I appreciate it. It was Italy. Derek, our tour guide, took us to...
I don't know.
What place are we going to next, Derek? I don't know. But he took us to...
And that was your tour guide.
Yes. He took us to a buffet.
What's this statue, Derek?
I don't know. He took us to a buffet in Italy that had tripe, and it had all the steamer trays and there, and I didn't touch it. I knew. Even as a young 20-year-old, I knew. There was a thing that looked like it had... It was like sausage in a red color glaze.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage was not a big circumference, but it was small, but it was a lot of it in there. And people in our group started just loading up on it. And come to find out, it was, I think, cow brains or something. It was brains in a sauce. You ever eat brains, Junior?
No, but I'd try it.
I bet you would.
And you know what? We better be clear for Junior. Tripe is different than snipe.
Yes.
The hunt we were going to send you on.
I still want to take you snipe hunting.
Well, you guys keep offering, but you haven't given me a day.
We got to do that soon.
We'll do it soon.
You know, he's getting a little old. He should have had his first snipe hunt by now.
I was younger than you when I went snipe hunting for the first time.
You guys told me it's a rite of passage.
It is. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten?
It's a Korean dish, and it's called kimchi.
Kimchi. And what is that?
It's like a spicy fermented cabbage.
Did you like it?
I did like it. My husband and I had a girl who we hired fresh from Korea make it for us, like from scratch. And it was, I don't like spicy food, but it was amazing.
Wow.
Very strong smell.
Does it have a very strong smell?
More like the peppers. You can smell the spiciness over the actual vinegar that she used to ferment it.
Oh, very cool.
All right, thanks. I take it you've had that?
I have, yeah.
And what did you think of it?
277.
He doesn't get impressed easily.
Right. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bill. Stan, how are you today?
Good, Bill. Thank you for phoning. What's the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten?
I was in Jeju Island in South Korea where the women free dive, and we were on the beach. We met a little woman coming up, and she pulled out this 4-foot octopus.
Oh.
And she cut it up right there and cleaned it, and that was probably the most exotic thing I had. The funny thing about it is they use metal chopsticks over there. But the wood ones are poor, so you can pick it up. Well, I'm chasing this slimy thing all over the plate. I finally get it up, and they go, you know you got to chew that real well. And I go, why? He says, you saw how it stuck to the plate? If you swallow that and it gets stuck in your throat, it could kill you.
Yeah, because one of the suction cups, right?
Yeah, I chewed the dickens out of that.
Let me ask
you. Did it squirt all over the place when she killed it?
No. No, it didn't. She knew how to prepare it. The women free dive there, and the men stay at home and take care of the kids over there.
Let me ask you this. When she prepared it, and you said, watch out, you got to really chew it up, because that tentacle that she cut up, it was still moving, wasn't it?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's still active, and the little suction cups have little barbs on them. And so, like he was saying, if you swallow it, it's going to attach to something in you.
Yep. I mean, it came out of the water. It was out of the water for maybe 2 minutes.
Chewy? Kind of. Was it chewy?
Yeah, real chewy. You know, they dip it in like a sriracha sauce.
Sure.
Which was, you know, it was all right, but yeah, it was really chewy.
Great story. Great. That's great. Let me tell you something, and Haney and I have said it numerous times. We don't know enough about an octopus. These things have big brains.
Not sound.
And they know more what's going on than you think.
And in the field of biology, they can't match an octopus with anything else. And they've said, out of everything on the earth, we can't explain the octopus.
It's got a beak. It's got a big, giant eyes.
And it
has independence with all of those 8 tentacles.
You know the theory of panspermia. That's where an octopus is a big part of that, because they go, we can't really account for how that got here.
Right.
So that may have been something that came in at a different time and developed in a different way.
It shoots ink. And a lot of people gather that up to go and use the ink in cooking. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura, the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten.
Well, there's two. There's chocolate-covered grasshoppers and then, of course, wheat bread, which I got tricked into.
What kind of bread?
Sweet bread.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Grain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Oh, you live on a farm. You're subject to all of that. I knew, and I wouldn't eat it. Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods on the Travel Channel sent Haney and I chocolate-covered grasshoppers, chocolate-covered ants. They really got to douse them in the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a eating it like a Nestle Crunch.
Well, that's one of the big agendas that the globalists are trying to trick us with. First of all, most of their plan is to stop people reproducing by any means necessary. Secondly, they want us all to eat bugs.
No. Well, it ain't very high in protein. You want to talk about Papillon the musical?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
That's what they say.
Very high in protein.
You know, it's a pretty big marketing task to convince people to eat bugs.
Ahoy, who's this?
But they're working on it.
Who's
this? Ahoy, this is Paul.
Paul, the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten.
Dan, I think you'll be familiar with this. It's a Polish food called kiszka.
I've heard of it. I haven't eaten it.
Yes, a blood sausage.
Yeah, oh,
very
good,
nasty.
Good blood sausage. Appreciate the call. You know, just be careful. The old sausage swipe. If you would like to answer our question of the week, email us your answer. Text won't help because there's too many. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. What is the most exotic or strangest type of food you have ever eaten? Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. I'm going to do, I'll do it later. I'm not going to do it now. I changed my mind. I'll do it when we come back. I'm going to do an insta-win.
Oh, good.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Popularity, what is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Hey, Jerry, there's that girl in our math class.
Carolyn thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about Carolyn, he learns that she dates all the boys.
Nothing like being Miss Popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow, meow.
Okay, Ellie.
Now, why do they invite Carolyn to join their group? Is it because they like the way she looks and dresses? Because she seems as interested in girls as in boys?
I guess you know everybody, don't you? How about you, Wally? Where do you fit in all this?
Oh, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory attached.
You sound like you need a hand.
Would you? I mean, would you really?
Sure, I'd like it. I don't know anything, but I could learn.
Well, I need some help too, Carolyn.
Hey, lay off. I saw her first. I think maybe I'll take Carolyn Saturday night.
Well, better go ahead and ask her if we could work out a double date.
Hello?
I was wondering if you'd like to go to Teen Town, maybe.
Well, yes.
Or if you'd rather go with the gang party. We'd have to leave earlier for that, though.
Wally has used a lot of common sense in putting the invitation this way. It shows he has thought about what Carolyn might like, and he has implied his price range, so she will have some idea of what he can afford when she makes her choice. Carolyn likes it better this way, too. It's doing the girl no favor to leave it entirely up to her. It puts her on a spot.
All right, Wally. On Saturday at 5, then. Bye.
Well, that phone call didn't go on for hours. A pretty sensible attitude toward telephone conversations. Carolyn keeps a calendar. Not a bad idea. She'll never have the embarrassment of forgetting a date or of being ready an hour too late. Wally felt at ease with Carolyn and will be eager to return to her.
The Garrett, Hawaii 50.
Always at the good parts.
Frank Cannon.
Hey, Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll get you updated on traffic here for your drive home. Mark Haney and the news coming up. In about another 46 minutes, Al Beck will join you, and he will... No, Al's not working today. Al's off today?
Al's off tonight.
un-effing believable. Well, at 6 o'clock... There will be a cash hole word could get you 500. Al can't be bothered. By the way, Absolute Law text line. I can't believe my birthday is tomorrow and now it's Junior Appreciation Day.
You know what? If wow. I'd known that, I would have held off. I'm sorry.
April 9th. Mark it on your calendars.
I got to read this one, too, because there's no way
Stan,
I would. Yes. What?
Well, it's kind of an awkward question.
What?
Maybe you should wait for off the air. I know you got a lot of bric-a-brac at home.
Yeah.
Do you have a crown?
I might.
Because he asked for a crown.
I would like to wear a crown tomorrow.
I can't. I know I might not have a crown, but my wife has a tiara.
That'll
That's
do.
Good enough.
Yeah, yep. That'll do.
Yeah.
Give you a tiara.
Did you kick something?
No. Something.
Did you hear it too?
Yes. Oh, sure.
There's a loose wire somewhere.
No, something broke. Absolute Law text line. Dealing with our question of the week. Hi, Stan and Haney. I ate mountain lion in Colorado. Had a strong ammonia taste and smell to it.
Well, it's a cat.
Yep. Would not want to do it twice. Who would eat that?
Well, if you were starving.
Yeah, you'd put up with the ammonia smell and taste.
And you were able, you know, some sort of primitive bow and arrow to bring down any meat you'd eat.
In those days, yeah, back in the old days. Saw a bobcat the other day. Big one. Walking
they're
right out in the road.
Magnificent creatures.
Yeah, they're scary looking. Firehouse Subs bringing us traffic.
But when they don't know you're looking at them?
Yeah.
They do look like just big kitty cats.
Yep.
Because they act like a house cat.
Yep.
Unless, but then when they see you're looking at them, they get all tough.
Yep.
Yep. We saw a kitty cat, didn't we, Junior?
Yeah, right out back.
Bobcat?
No, it was black cat.
Black house cat, yeah.
Oh, house cat. But quite similar. They're in the same family.
Stalking.
Mm-hmm.
Saw something.
Well, mousing.
Yep.
Firehouse Subs.
Said, that's a good cat.
Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Cat willing to work for his supper.
That's true. One thing on the board, it's Fort Myers Beach. There is a crash on the Matanzas Bridge. Isn't that great? And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, April 8th.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
Who could forget the beautiful Mrs. Mia Wallace in Pulp Fiction?
Uma Thurman.
This is another one of those. She was not the first choice for the role.
You're going to tell us who.
She wasn't even the second choice. Julia Louis-Dreyfus was formally offered the part of Mia Wallace in Pulp Fiction.
Elaine Bettis?
She turned it down because of her commitments to a sitcom at the time.
You're not familiar with it, are you?
It was a show called Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, close. It's Seinfeld.
Okay.
And it was popular for its day.
So she was offered the contract. She turned it down. So then they went back to the drawing board. And evidently they had a lot of differing ideas as to what Mia Wallace was like.
Mm-hmm.
Other actresses who were considered. Jennifer Aniston.
Right on.
I can't see Mia Wallace, though, with Jennifer Aniston. Like, what?
I'd still like to, you know, see her get an adrenaline shot in the chest.
Oh, absolutely. So, Aniston didn't work out. Then they said, how about Joan Cusack?
Oh, jeez.
Nah, that didn't work. How about Laura Dern?
Mm-hmm.
How about Bridget Fonda?
Mm-hmm.
That might have worked.
Tarantino worked with her.
Mm-hmm. That might have worked.
In her day, she was...
Va-va-va-boom.
Yeah, she was something special.
Melanie Griffith.
Thank you, no.
Daryl Hannah. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well.
Meg Ryan.
A lot of people don't know this. Meg Ryan, chronic halitosis.
Like a deer.
Yep. Could look as beautiful, just popping out of a magazine. But she'd talk in that chronic halitosis.
And finally, they realized it can only be Uma Thurman.
Well.
I'm going to ask you a very personal question, Stan.
It's never stopped you before.
And if you don't want to answer it, that's fine.
Okay.
How many times would you guess that you and your wife were in the same room before you got married? I don't mean romantically involved or anything. Yeah. I just mean that you were in the same room and could see each other face to face. How many times did that occur before marriage?
A lot. I'm going to tell you this. And she and I bring this up every once in a while. Since we first met, going on 4 years, there have been 3 days where we haven't been together.
So, suffice it to say, a lot.
A lot.
Princess Diana and Prince Charles were in the same room together precisely 13 times prior to marriage.
That's it.
That's it. Now, we're not saying what they were doing during those times.
That poor woman.
13 times they saw each other.
That poor woman. She had no idea what she was getting into. Saint of a woman.
I mean, she had her faults. But...
Oh, yeah. But she was so young. At that time, naive.
Had no idea what she was getting into.
And a virgin. And had no idea. None.
See?
It was a transaction for him.
Yeah, she didn't know that fairy tales weren't real.
Yep, you got that.
How many times in the history of the monarchy do you suppose they said to some young girl like that, you'll grow to love him?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the standard line.
When do you suppose the fax machine was invented?
Early 90s? Late 80s?
1843.
How do you figure that? There was no electronics in 18 whatever it was?
I just figured I'd throw that out there for the not necessarily people.
Okay, good. Good.
You want a break now?
Sure, take a break.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Hey, Junior, look that up. When was the fax machine invented? What do you say?
1843. Same time they were heading down the old Oregon Trail.
When was the fax machine invented? You just said 1843?
Yes.
It's impossible. When was it invented?
1843.
What are you talking about? Explain.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're looking at
you,
it.
You mean now?
I can't explain that.
I have a cool picture.
Okay, look. You go, when you type into Google, when was the fax machine invented?
There it is.
And then that's like a copier. It's like a ditto machine. Remember, if you get to crank it at the school and it would make the pictures, I mean the copies.
Are you over it yet?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Sorry.
Teenagers today were born between 2001 and 2008. Suffice it to say, their childhood looked much different than yours. Right now, people on Reddit are sharing things that they did routinely as teenagers that teenagers today wouldn't even be able to understand. It wouldn't make any sense to them. We have the top 10.
Okay.
Watching scrambled soft porn on cable.
Remember it well.
Remembering to turn the television to channel 3 so you can play a video game.
Remember it well.
Stopping at a gas station to ask for directions.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
And you just brought it up. The smell of mimeograph papers.
Yep, the old ditto.
Oh, when they were fresh.
And they were still damp.
Wet.
Yep, they had a smell about them.
The concept of calling a phone number to get the time.
Used to do that.
Being forced to get off the phone so someone else could use the internet.
Yeah, well, those dial-up modems.
Calling a phone number and actually having to ask if a person was there.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning the mouse ball.
What's that? What, cleaning the mouse ball?
Remember?
Oh, yeah, the roller. Yep. And all the lint that would get caught in there.
Yep. Oh, this one I remember well. Spending 15 minutes of your day untwisting that kitchen phone cord.
Yep. Used to just let it lie down on the floor and just pull the cord up and let it spin, 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 spin.
That used to make my mom so mad because she'd want to do it the hard way and I'd do it like that.
Yep.
And she felt that there was something inherently wrong with doing it the easy way.
And that kitchen phone had a really long cord.
Oh, it had to be like 20 feet.
Yep, you could go to a couple other rooms with it.
Yep. Hold on. I got to walk around the corner.
Yep.
What's up, baby? And number one, which is a joy they will never know, recording songs from the radio with a tape recorder.
Used to do it all the time.
Where you'd have to wait and you'd go, they gotta play it soon, and I don't want a bunch of commercials.
Yep.
And so you'd end up with that mixtape that went... On 41st, blah, 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 outside, blah, 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 da, 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 da. There it is. There's that song.
Everybody did it.
On Sunday night, a police officer in Stillwater, Minnesota.
That's God's country up there.
Spotted a 10-year-old kid doing 50 in a minivan.
How, what? Oh, it... what, a kid?
A 10-year-old kid doing 50 in a minivan.
Mm. You know what? I think at 10, and you too, we could have done it.
Well, of course we could have. But this kid, all over the road,
jeez,
almost hit a tree. If he'd been cool, the cop might have let him go.
I bet.
The kid was all over the road, almost hit a tree, before the cop parked his car in front of the minivan to stop it. He's assuming the kid knows where the brake is based on how he's driving. That was a big assumption. But you know what happens when you assume something.
Yeah, you make an ass out of you and me.
When he asked the kid what he was doing, the kid explained his parents were asleep and he'd taken the van because he wanted to buy some Cheerios.
Damn right.
No one was hurt. No one is facing any charges.
All right. Okay. All's good.
Yeah. Just wonder if the kid got a cereal or an ass kicking, because he got one or the other.
Yeah, nothing in between on that one.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 34-year-old woman by the name of Shantaria Story.
Hey, Shantaria!
Went into a car dealership in Winter Haven Monday night And Shantaria informed the staff there that she would like to test drive a 2021 Chevy Equinox.
Yes. The new ones are in.
The dealership has a stern policy during COVID where people take test drives solo without an employee in the car.
I know that for a fact.
So did Shantaria. So Shantaria went for her test drive in the 2021 Chevy Equinox.
Nice, nice.
Meanwhile, back at the dealership, about 2 hours later, it was decided she's probably not coming back.
Come back. I mean, you can't do that. They know.
Well, the Chevy Equinox comes with a lot of great features.
Yeah, a lot of bells and whistles.
One of those features is OnStar, which means they know exactly where their Chevy Equinox is, and they quickly found Shantaria and the car, and she was arrested for grand theft.
Look, she looks like a nice, nice person that wouldn't do anything like that.
Something happened and she snapped.
Yep. Might have been talking to boyfriend or something. Started getting into a little argument.
Maybe she was disrespected.
She decided that she needed to treat herself.
Yep. To a little me time.
Imagine when they caught her, she didn't even say a word.
Probably not.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, April 8th.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
And see a lawyer there next to her with her saying nothing, going, Ms. Story believes in the concept of a thorough test drive, yeah. And obviously she's innocent, Your Honor. You can see it.
Yeah. Hey, look, okay. Very pleasant.
Do you have anything to say for yourself, Ms. Story? Okay, then.
Mm-hmm. Haney and I used to believe in a thorough test drive, too.
You bastard.
You know, if we were asked to talk about certain vehicles, we'd have to...
Stan really believes in putting them through their paces.
You gotta know what this thing does.
Somebody bought those cars.
They did. I don't think this thing's supposed to smell like it's burning.
Burning?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, you guys know that car had 0 miles on it. You got to go real easy on it for the first 100 miles.
Yeah, don't push it.
That's not your philosophy.
No, they had to go back and re-detail those wheels, too, because they burned a lot of rubber.
If it don't come out of the factory ready to fly, Stan ain't interested.
You remember? Go up the road a little bit there.
Ready? Oh, yeah. You'd drive like an old lady until you were just out of sight.
Good times.
And then you'd pull over and go, all right, Haney, give it your shot.
Yep. And then we'd get back to do our next break, and then we'd say, bring us another.
Yeah. this one needs to cool down.
Things running a little hot.
Not sure about this model.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Oh, they brought out some of the nice ones, too. Well, you don't expect us to keep trying to drive these subcompacts, don't you?
Yeah. Two of us can barely fit into that.
Yeah. Bring out something with some beef.
Some muscle.
Ha, 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 ha. Well, you know, we're supposed to be going on the test drive with you. Well, where's Haney going to sit then? You're not going to put either one of us in the back seat, are you?
Hell no.
All right, we trust you guys.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
That's Junior looking for attention. hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hey, let's do an insta-win real quick. Callers 9 and 10. Callers 9 and 10 on the K-Rock lines, 277-9600. Going to get themselves a pair of tickets to see Blackberry Smoke.
There you go.
On the 29th at Burt's Black Widow Harley-Davidson. Callers 9 and 10, go see Blackberry Smoke, 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Two things on the board. One in Estero, it's a crash, Highlands Avenue and Lord's Way Street. And on Fort Myers Beach, a hit and run, 1100 block of Estero Boulevard, right by Ocean Jewel. And you are up to date.
Been 10 long years since the devil laid his fiddle at Johnny's feet, and it burned inside his mind the way he suffered that defeat. In the darkest pits of hell, the devil hatched an evil plan to tempt the fiddle player, for he's just a mortal man. The sin of pride, the devil cried, is what will do you in.
I thought we had this settled. I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, did you ever know the time keeps marching on? The coldest hour is the one comes just before the dawn. The devil's back in Georgia. Will you stand up to the test? Or will you let the devil be the best?
Truth is, I hadn't played much since the baby came in June. But give me half a minute and I'll get this fiddle back in tune.
The devil grabbed the golden fiddle out of Johnny's hand and said,
"Boy, I'm the fiddle player underground, and I'll walk upon the land."
Practice is the only cure for the predicament he's in.
Now, devil, it would be a sin for you to get my bow, so you go on back to hell to the woodshed. I'll go.
Johnny, are you practicing, or will your hands grow cold? The devil walks the land and plays a fiddle made of gold. Can you hear the babe crying? Will he ever know? The devil wants his daddy's very soul.
God's own word ring true. He said you can't be trusted.
Yeah, so what you gonna do?
Well, you get your fiddle, devil, if you think that you can win. Cause I beat you once, you old dog, and I can whip your butt again.
John Brown's dream, the devil is red. My little baby loves shortening bread. Devil's dream is that he can win. But Johnny is the best that's ever been. We'll
for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I liked the computer game Oregon Trail growing up. I liked Oregon Trail. Yeah. It was a good game because it was educational. Like, did you know that you can kill a buffalo using just 300 bullets? That's... If you like that computer-based nostalgia joke, I got another one ready to go. Here we go. I miss screensavers. I miss screensavers. But I understand why they had to go, you know. I mean, sure, we saved all that screen. But we wasted so much pipe. I don't think I'm smart enough to have an epiphany. I don't think I could pull that off, an epiphany. I don't think so. Like Isaac Newton, an apple fell on his head, and he came up with the theory of gravity off of that. I would have been like, oh my God, helmets for fruit. We should do helmets for fruit.
Cash Hole Word coming up at 6 o'clock. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock, big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Question of the week, most exotic or strangest type of food you have ever eaten? Ahoy, who's this? Bob from Cape Coral?
Yes.
Bob, strangest thing or most exotic thing, type of food you've eaten?
It's a rice dish called fata. It's rice, pita bread cut up with vinegar and lamb cheek or beef cheeks.
It sounds good. There's a lot of good meat in those cheeks.
Oh, yes, sir.
And where did you, is this something that you had locally, or did you go somewhere, or what did you do?
In Egypt.
Nice, yeah. Appreciate the call. That's what we're looking for. Most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten? Ahoy, who's this?
Scott from Fort Myers.
Scott, what did you eat?
I was stationed in the Philippines, and it was called balut. It was a half-developed chicken egg.
Oh, I've heard about that, where you go and the egg, you got the shell and everything, but it's been, you open it up and the baby chick is in there.
Yes.
Now, do they cook that up so that the meat in the egg is, like, cooked?
No, it was raw. We were normally inebriated when we did this.
and
there you go.
Although inebriated, what do you remember about it, the way it tasted?
Tasted like an egg. It was, a little crunchy.
Yeah, because you're eating the little underdeveloped bones, but it still has, I guess, some of the egg white and some of the yolk, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow. I've heard about that.
I don't find that appealing.
I do not find that appealing at all.
I don't like to think too much.
No.
When you're eating.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy from Naples.
Hi, Cindy. What's the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten?
Tripe.
But that's the lining, the stomach lining, isn't it?
Yes. My grandma used to try and camouflage us and make us eat it when we were little.
Oh, she'd trick you.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So you at first liked it, though, didn't you, until you found out?
No.
That was, I appreciate it. It was Italy. Derek, our tour guide, took us to...
I don't know.
What place are we going to next, Derek? I don't know. But he took us to...
And that was your tour guide.
Yes. He took us to a buffet.
What's this statue, Derek?
I don't know. He took us to a buffet in Italy that had tripe and... It had all the steamer trays and there, and I didn't touch it. I knew. Even as a young 20-year-old, I knew. There was a thing that looked like it was like sausage in a red color glaze.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage was not a big circumference, but it was small, but it was a lot of it in there. and people in our group started just loading up on it. And come to find out, it was, I think, cow brains or something. It was brains in a sauce. You ever eat brains, Junior?
No, but I'd try it.
I bet you would.
And you know what? We better be clear for Junior. Tripe is different than snipe.
Yes.
The hunt we were going to send you on.
I still want to take you snipe hunting.
Well, you guys keep offering, but you haven't given me a day.
We got to do that soon.
We'll do it soon.
You know, he's getting a little old. He should have had his first snipe hunt by now.
I was younger than you when I went snipe hunting for the first time.
You guys told me it's a rite of passage.
It is. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bill. Stan, how are you today?
Good, Bill. Thank you for phoning. What's the most exotic or strangest type of food you've ever eaten?
I was in Jeju Island in South Korea where the women free dive, and we were on the beach. We met a little woman coming up, and she pulled out this 4-foot octopus, and she cut it up right there and cleaned it, and that was probably the most exotic thing I had. The funny thing about it is they use metal chopsticks over there, but the wood ones are porous, so you can pick it up. Well, I'm chasing this slimy thing all over the plate. I finally get it up, and they go, you know you got to chew that real well, and I go, why? He says, you saw how it stuck to the plate? If you swallow that and it gets stuck in your throat, it could kill you.
Yeah, because one of the suction cups, right?
Yeah, I chewed the dickens out of that.
Let me ask
you. Did it squirt all over the place when she killed
it? No, it didn't. She knew how to prepare it. The women free dive there, and the men stay at home and take care of the kids over there.
Let
really
me ask you this. When she prepared it and you said, watch out, you got to really chew it up, because that tentacle that she cut up, it was still moving, wasn't it?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it's still active, and the little suction cups have little barbs on them. And so, like he was saying, if you swallow it, it's going to attach to something in you.
Yep. I mean, it came out of the water. It was out of the water for maybe 2 minutes.
Chewy? Kind of, was it chewy?
Yeah, real chewy. You know, they dip it in like a sriracha sauce.
Sure.
Which was, you know, it was all right, but yeah, it was really chewy.
Well, great story. Great. That's great.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.